This is Jonathan and Lizzie, and they have been married for
8 years.
Hey, by the way, while they're making that mic work, did anybody meow? Who meowed when he said? That's inappropriate. That's my brother, Tim. You're one step from getting kicked out of here.
8 years.
8 years. 8 years. Were you ready to get married when you got married? I mean, do you feel good and prepared?
I was.
You were? She wasn't. Those days were interesting days, I remember, and I'm sure they're going to be fine about it. If they're not, I'll hear about it later. But I got to do their wedding and go through the process with them, and Jonathan and Lizzie had to work some kinks out. You know, it was a good marriage by any standard, but they had to work out a few kinks. There were some late night meetings. I remember one time they were in Wichita and I was here, and they called me. We met at P.F. Chang's like at 9 o'clock at night, and we had to talk about some things over a lettuce wrap, and it was awesome. And so we worked some things out, and they were trying to figure each other out because they are too much alike in some ways and not alike enough. And so they did that. And their marriage, 8 years later, honestly, to me, is one of the most clearly discipleship marriages that I know. The way that they find and walk with Christ and the way they deal with one another. And so I just wanted you guys, spontaneously, they didn't know they were going to do this, to testify of what is different from 8 years ago to now that has put you in this place.
Well, primarily, Lizzie's not throwing things at me.
Ha! Good. Good.
Do you want to start? I would say, we read through some journals that we had back from when we were dating and then first married, and we were believers since we were little kids. We were raised by godly parents and in loving homes, and I think we had tried to be good Christians and had tried to follow all the rules, but the Lord just hadn't captured our heart yet. We had not submitted ourselves to his rule and reign in every decision, and we had not realized, honestly, at that point, the amount of love he has for us and his willingness to, provide all of our needs and more than we could ever imagine. And so we've, by the grace of the Lord, submitted as best we know how, trust in him as much as we know how. And so the difference from 8 years ago to now is we're not as self-focused as much as we used to be, and that we are more submitted than we were.
Amen. That's your take. Let's see what hers is. That's excellent.
Appreciated and loved the fact that my husband loved Jesus more than me.
Say that again.
The fact that I loved, that Jonathan loved Jesus more than me. And rather than trying to take life from him, which I can still fall into, but really loved the fact that he was in love with Jesus more than myself, which I don't know why it's a big deal for a woman, and we so often try and take life away and receive from our husbands, but I feel like I'm still learning how to receive life from Jesus, and so that's probably the biggest deal for me.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's awesome. I wanted to bring them up at risk of embarrassing them because I knew that would be the answer. I knew their answer wouldn't be, I caught a conference, I caught a book. By the way, it's good stuff out of conferences and books. That's not to say the deal. But I know people that have gone to a lot of conferences, gone to read a lot of books, and they're still killing each other. They're still self-defeating. These two did what you need to do. They surrendered to Jesus, who's the architect of marriage, and became disciples. And as they became disciples, they came closer, and the stuff that was driving them apart began, they began to submit that to the Lord, and it was a powerful thing to watch. I just want to say, for the sake of the body and for the sake of your generation, thank you for saying yes to Jesus. Thank you for the model that you are. Thank you for opening up your hearts to people and ministering to them. We know this is the grace of God and not you, but you said yes to the grace of God. And we honor that in our midst. And it's a powerful, powerful thing. So may the Lord bless you and continue as you give testimony to his glory. Amen. Amen. Thanks, guys.